Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, and we would love to hear from you. The lines are open at 844-322-2742. This month, we're sharing the joy of the Christmas New Year's holiday season. We would love for you to be a part of it, too. If you would like to share the joy that you've experienced in Christ Jesus, or if there's some other topic you'd like to talk about, we'll call right now, 844-322-2742. The number's open for the live program and 24 hours a day, as a matter of fact. 844-322-2742. And Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Here's a wonderful prayer that, you know, I think of it in terms of a prayer or a benediction. At the end of Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So Paul is winding down this fabulous letter to the Romans, and, you know, projected out to all of us, really laying out the gospel message in such a powerfully systematic way, a very simple, direct way. I think it's one of the greatest pieces of literature that's ever been penned. And he gets down to this, and here's this benediction: may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope through the power of the Holy Spirit, or by the power of the Holy Spirit. So the God of hope, that's what we learn about God. God is a God of hope, and his very presence with us gives us hope. I think of the story of the Israelites. They're in Egypt. They've been in bondage for 400 years. They've done what they've been told by their Egyptian rulers. They eat what they were told to eat. They got up when they were told to get up. They worked on things that they were told to work on. They had absolutely zero freedom. They were slaves to the Egyptians. And God intervened and said, I'm going to set you free. And all along that path, all along that journey of releasing them, delivering them into freedom, God continued to say, I'm with you. That was their hope. Not the rules, not the law, not that covenant, none of that. It was the fact that God was with them. He is our hope. God is our hope. So we look at our situations and we think, hey, this is too much for us. This is too big for us. This is overwhelming. There's no way I can get through this. It's just going to crush me. And then we remember, no, God is with me, and God is my hope. And as I learn to trust in him and believe in him, he's going to fill me with all joy and peace. I'm not going to let the circumstances of life dictate what goes on inside of me. And this joy and peace, God is going to fill me. And that's just not a word where, you know, you take a pitcher of water and you fill up a glass. This is abundantly supplying you with joy and peace, so much so that that becomes the dominating thing in your decisions. The joy and the peace of the Lord start controlling you in life situations as you learn to believe in him. And as that happens, then this God of hope fills you with hope. And boy, that's what we all need in this world, isn't it?
Sure is.
An extra dose of hope, especially sometimes for people here at the Christmas season, the holiday season. Boy, they get dejected. Their loneliness becomes even more lonely. Their depression becomes even more intense. Their emotional pain becomes even greater. It seems like the holidays intensifies those desperate feelings. And so there's a lot of people out there that would love an extra dose of hope. Well, how does that come? From the God of hope, who will fill you with joy and peace as you trust in him. Are you willing to trust in God today? Are you willing to trust in the God of hope? If so, you can count on him filling you with joy and peace and overflowing your heart with a sense of hope in whatever circumstance you're facing right now.
Absolutely. That's good basic gospel stuff right there.
Yes, it is.
844-322-2742. We would love for you to come in and be a part of this edition. And, again, the lines are wide open, 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and in Canada. And, of course, this week on Basic Gospel, we played back some calls from some of our listeners who have shared what they've heard on Basic Gospel that's made a life-changing impact in themselves and their families and sometimes with their friends as well. And today, we're going to hear from Craig, who shares about his struggle with pornography. Let's listen to that call right now.
Basic Gospel team, it is a pleasure to speak to you. Just want to piggyback on what the gentleman was inquiring about with pornography. I remember one day I was listening to your program and you stated, don't dwell on the act, but focus on Jesus and how he has forgiven you. And it truly does take away the power that pornography has when you change your focus. And I tell you this day that when I share that testimony with some of our staff and I tell them that God revealed this to me through Basic Gospel, they're like, been struggling? I said, yes, but I wasn't afraid to say that because the sting has been taken away from that and the shame and the guilt from the knowledge that God brought forth through your ministry. Just trust and rely on Jesus Christ. Jesus, I thank you for loving me in spite of and loving me through this. And I guarantee you that the sting will be taken away from that. The desire will go and Jesus will love you through that.
Just one more indication that the message is finding a place in people's hearts and lives.
Yes, it is. One of the things we talked about this year was the fact that the grace of God teaches us to say no to unrighteousness, and certainly pornography fits that category. So many men out there today, and even women, it's on the rise with women as well. Pornography has taken a hold of their lives. They're enslaved to that addiction. I mean, it's really something that they can't let loose of. But here with Craig, we see a different story. Yeah. Why? Because of the power of the gospel, the grace of God teaching him to say no. As we were listening to that call, I kept thinking about Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. Really, I'm going to start in verse 14. He says, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us, he has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. So when we take a fresh look at the cross in light of maybe a pornography addiction or some other sin that has a hold on us, we can see the cross has already disarmed them. And when we recognize that, that power that sin once had over us starts to diminish. And yeah, we can learn to say no and be set free. And that's exactly what Craig experienced as he learned about the grace of God through Basic Gospel. And we say thank you for all those people who help support this ministry, who help write stories like this in the lives of people all across this nation and really around the world. And have some exciting news. I think we've mentioned this before, but several donors have stepped forward and have given some significant gifts, totaling $70,000, and they've given that in the form of a challenge. They want to challenge the rest of our listener base, Basic Gospel Nation, to meet that, to double that amount. And so your gift today, if you give today, will be doubled. And that is a wonderful, wonderful thing to know that if you gave 100, it's like giving 200. If you gave 1,000, it's like giving $2,000. And those dollars are used to bring the gospel message to people like Craig. Mm-hmm. We're not using it to buy big cars or any of that sort of thing. We're using it to pay for airtime, to pay for resources, the development of resources, to pay for platforms on the internet, those sort of things, so that people will have an opportunity to get their questions answered. Like Craig, how do I break free from pornography? How do I let go of this awful thing that has a grip on me? And it's the power of the gospel that sets people free, as you heard with Craig. So when we ask you to give, we're asking you to give to help write those types of stories in people's lives. And so we're encouraging you to give today, to give generously. so that we can meet our year-end goal and be ready to start afresh January 1st in with some new opportunities to reach even more new people with the good news of Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed. And if you're hearing this broadcast in the 4 o'clock hour Eastern time, 3 o'clock Central, you're hearing the live broadcast on Wednesday afternoon, and we would love for you to call right now and make your contribution, your donation, to help us keep this message going. 844-412-2742. Again, that number's available right now, 844-412-2742, to make your donation. Otherwise, you can go online to basicgospel.net and just click donate on any page there. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Thorndale, Texas, and talk with our friend Clay. Hi, Clay.
Hello, Richard, Bob, and Bob. How y'all?
Hey, Clay.
You're doing great.
Hey, you hit on exactly what I was calling about. Everywhere I turn this Christmas season and others, I see a lack of joy and hope in a lot of people. And last Saturday was a beautiful day here in Central Texas, and I was riding my motorcycle out near Dripping Springs going to my daughter's. And when I saw this marquee on the front of a little white church building in the you know, I like to read those because it's usually some kind of witticism, you know. And it said on it, Mary was the first to deliver the gospel. And I thought that was neat. And so I was thinking about it. And, you know, something didn't seem right about it, you know. And so that night I was meditating on it, you know. And I was reading, and I came up with this. Another Mary, 33 years later, was standing in front of an empty tomb and was instructed to go and tell the disciples who had gone home without hope or joy and going home that he is risen, okay? And she was the first to preach the gospel of the new covenant of grace. And I think too many people, Christians and stuff, if we don't put our hope, sure, the birth of Jesus is important, but I don't see too much in Scripture where it says to celebrate it a lot as far as Jesus, except for maybe the Feast of Dedication. But we're instructed to celebrate his death, burial, and resurrection, and that's where the hope and the true joy comes from, and in its completement of the covenant of grace. I just wanted to see what you thought about that.
Yeah. Well, Clay, I think you're right. The announcement the angel made to the shepherds, you know, today I bring you good news that will be of great joy to the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. So the fact that the angel announced the birth of the Savior really gives us indication of what Christ's mission was all about, even in his name Jesus. You know, on the eighth day, they named him Jesus. Well, that name Jesus means one who saves. So Jesus Christ was going to be the Savior. Now, how he was going to save was going to be later revealed, and that happened through death, burial, and resurrection. That's the way of salvation. That's how he fulfilled his mission to save us. So we see a lot about Jesus in the Christmas story, but as you said, the real news is about his death, burial, and resurrection. That's where he defeated sin and death once and for all and set us free to experience new life and to live new life in Christ Jesus by grace through faith in him. So I think you're exactly right. You know, when Jesus stood up before his disciples on that last supper, that last Passover feast, he raised the cup and he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant." And that new covenant went into effect upon his death. His shed blood ratified that new covenant, and that's when everything changed. And that's the covenant that we live in today. And everything before that was prep work to bring about that new covenant. And that's where we benefit. That's where we experience this new life in Christ. That's what changed at the death of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Well, Merry Christmas to y'all. And when I see somebody that's a little bit down at Christmas, sure, I share the Christmas story with them, but I don't stop there. I tell them about the empty tomb and the one that defeated sin and death. And that I've seen that bring a lot more joy to them.
Oh, most definitely. When we know we've been released from sin and death and can go free and can truly experience a love relationship with God through Christ, I mean, that is cause for celebration. That is cause for the deepest sense of joy that we could ever experience in life. So, Clay, thank you, my friend. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Well, let's go to Bayview, Idaho, and talk with Cynthia. Hi, Cynthia.
Hello. Good afternoon to you both. So my question is probably a very easy one for you guys, and it's something that I wholeheartedly believe in, but I don't know how to really wrap my head around it or to explain it to somebody else, and that is the Trinity. So I do believe in God the Son, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit, but I don't really know how to explain it to somebody else so that it makes sense.
Well, Cynthia, I wish it was easy for any of us. You know, that's a concept that really is hard for us to wrap our minds around. All we can do is recognize what the Scripture has to say. Certainly there are some illustrations out there in the world that can help us understand it a little more clearly. You know, water can be in the form of a liquid or a solid or a gas, but it's the same substance in any of those forms. And so God is one, and he's the same substance, whether we know him as God the Father, God the Son, or God the Spirit. They're of the same nature, same essence. So that's one illustration. That's one way to explain it. The other is simply to recognize that anything that we can know about God is going to be revealed to us in the person and work of Jesus Christ, and that the Holy Spirit, through his ministry, is going to help open up our eyes to see the reality of God in Jesus. So we see the different works that God the Father does, God the Son does, and God the Spirit does. And but they're still one, aren't they?
Yes. And I think for me, you know, understanding, you know, God the Spirit is very easy because it's very, you know, very explanatory in the Bible. I think for me, the hardest part for me to wrap around is the Father and the Son. So, and I understand that God had to come in human form here to us, and but why the Father and the Son, different elements of that? Why not just God coming, you know, to the world and still doing what needed to be done rather than being the Son part of it? And when I try and explain it, I'm sure I must just sound like a babbling idiot in my heart and in my mind. I know what I'm saying, but then I'm like, this doesn't make sense.
Well, Cynthia, I mean, so, theologians have been debating this for centuries. I mean, for 2,000 years, the idea of the Trinity has just been something we've accepted. I have yet to read anything. I have yet to hear anything that gives a very clear explanation. When it's all said and done, whether it's the greatest theologian in the world or a child, the only thing that we can come to is that this is what Scripture declares, that God is one but has manifested himself in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. And then there's a connection between that and this idea that God is love. So we see this nature and this reality of love being shared among this Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. I think when you bring the love factor into the equation, as John wrote in his first letter, God is love, as you bring that into the equation, the Trinity starts to make sense, that there was this love flowing between the three that moved them to create us in his image so that we could be included in that circle of love, so to speak. And then when man fell, it was that love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that brought about the plan of God to send Jesus so that we could be made new, so that we could be restored and to experience life. So I think when you bring the love factor into the equation, it gives some substance to why we have to see God as one, yet manifested in three persons.
Right.
Does that help?
It does, and I think it does, and I think putting that in there would also help somebody who maybe doesn't understand, you know, what God's love is anyways, and so that might actually help explain that as well. So I really appreciate it. I've been wanting to call in and ask you guys that for a while, and I always miss the time to call in. So,
well, we're glad you got us
today. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, you are so welcome, Cynthia.
All right, well, Merry Christmas to you all.
And to you.
Yes.
Yes, yes, indeed. Thanks for your call. Richard, did you have anything to add to that?
Okay.
No, I think I would just muddy the waters. The more you talk, the bigger it gets. Let's just keep it focused where
right.
It is.
Yeah. That's exactly right. As somebody said, it's not something we can really comprehend. We just have to accept it, to apprehend it, mm-hmm. and let that be.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
Well,
again,
Cynthia, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Through the years, we've heard from so many people who've contacted Basic Gospel to say that what they've heard on the broadcast has made a difference in their lives. One of those was Craig, who contacted us to talk about his struggle with pornography. Let's listen to that call.
Basic Gospel team, it is a pleasure to speak to you. Just want to piggyback on what the gentleman was inquiring about with pornography. I remember one day I was listening to your program, and you stated, don't dwell on the act, but focus on Jesus and how he has forgiven you. And it truly does take away the power that pornography has when you change your focus. And I tell you this day that when I share that testimony with some of our staff, and I tell them that God revealed this to me through Basic Gospel, they're like, been struggling? I said, yes, but I wasn't afraid to say that because the sting has been taken away from that, and the shame and the guilt from the knowledge that God brought forth through your ministry. Just trust and rely on Jesus Christ. Jesus, I thank you for loving me in spite of and loving me through this. And I guarantee you that the sting will be taken away from that. The desire will go, and Jesus will love you through that.
The testimonies keep coming, and the lives continue to be changed by the truth of God's word.
That's the power of the gospel. You know, yeah. When you try to overcome sin through human effort, do you know what you're doing? You're actually giving power to sin to take advantage of you.
Yeah.
When you look at the cross, that power kind of goes away like air out of a balloon that's been popped. So let the cross be the power, your strength, your joy, in all things. We're going to go to Payette, Idaho, and talk to Lynn real quick. Hi, Lynn.
Hi. Just a quick word. I was listening about the Holy Spirit discussion, and something I have used at times, I know it's not an answer, but recently on home to Pennsylvania, I was sitting there visiting with my dad, and he said, oh, hi, son. But my son comes and says, hi, Dad, and his son comes out and says, oh, Grandpa. So I was the same person, but I was a son, I was a father, and I was a grandpa.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard that illustration as well, Lynn, and I think that's a good one. It certainly shows that one person can be manifested in three different roles, and that's the way God is. He's manifested in three different persons, and it's a marvelous thing when we realize that and can rest in the completeness that we have because of the work of God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son revealed to us in the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Well, Lynn, thank you so much for your call, thank you for weighing in on that conversation and that topic. We sure appreciate it, my friend.
And Merry Christmas to you. And, friends, don't forget that we have that $70,000 Grant Challenge Grant, and we would love for you to be a part of that and help us to double that as we approach year-end. So if you can go online today and click donate at basicgospel.net, that would go a long way toward reaching that goal. Again, that's basicgospel.net. Just click donate on any page, and we would love to have you as a partner in this good news of Basic Gospel. Well, we're out of time for today. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow for another edition. Till then, for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.